Welcome, everybody, to another edition of News You Can Use. I'm Ann Baldwin, and Tracy Knight's not here today. She's on a little bit of a road trip, so we hope she's enjoying herself, and we'll talk more about that later. But today, I am very happy to welcome back a dear friend and colleague, Beth Connor from The Connection. Beth, it's so great to have you back, even though you can't be here in the studio with me. I would love...
I know.
It's just so sad. I haven't seen you or Lisa in so long, but... You know, at least we can do this virtually, and we've got some great programs to talk about. But first, let's give them something to talk about. You and I go way back, so I just have to share this quick little headline that just came over this morning. It says, Cracker Barrel ordered to pay man $9.4 million after he served cleaning liquid instead of water. Okay, so you know how this probably happened, because at the end of the night, I know when I worked in restaurants, we'd put bleach in water and the coffee mugs and everything else just to kind of clean them out. So they were probably there first thing in the morning, and this person got bleach water instead of water. Well, so circle back about 10 years ago, my very pregnant daughter and I were having lunch at a restaurant. We ordered waters, and she took a big swig, and guess what? It was bleach water.
Oh, no.
Bleach water. And, you know, we freaked out and we told the manager. We didn't know if we should go to the hospital because, again, she's 8 months pregnant.
Sure.
So anyway, I was in one of those state of minds, just, you know, let it go. It's not worth anything. Nothing hopefully has happened. And that was it.
Right.
But then I look at this headline and I'm like, oh, my God, $9.4 million. That could be me.
That could be you.
That
could be Ashley.
I know. So you have a fun story, too, about something fun.
I have a similar story about buckshot and a roast.
What?
So, buckshot and a roast. So, we're going back 20 years, maybe. And I won't say the store, but I purchased a roast for my family. Going to cook it at a local grocery store. And when I cut into it, there was buckshot through the roast. I cooked it, obviously. And I'm serving it to my family. And there was little bullet pellets.
Wow.
Throughout the roast. So I guess this cow got shot with a buckshot.
Unbelievable.
And yeah. And so I did bring it back to the store and spoke with the manager. And, you know, same thing, Ian. I didn't push it, but I got a roast for free, another roast for free. That was what I got. But, you know, it could have been a headline, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. That's a first. That's really, because you know that's not how most animals are put down when they're processed. So, yeah, somebody must have shot that, whatever it was, cow, I guess. We're lucky to be alive. Yes, we're lucky to be alive. So, all right, changing gears a little bit now. I want to talk with you, Beth, about the Institute for Innovative Practice that The Connection has been running and all the great programming that you offer to people, especially for nonprofits. You know, continuing education in business and in life is just so important, especially now. And the fact that folks can log on, go on your website, and access these programs virtually is really a big deal right now.
It is. And we're doing a lot of this training virtually right now. We will be doing some in person as well down the road, but with COVID, we're lucky that we have all the technology to do these trainings virtually since for many years. But now we're offering training and professional development and consultation to both nonprofits as well as for-profit businesses out there. We realize that we have a strength. We have a lot of internal talent to share. And through that, we're offering over 80 trainings a year. We actually have trained over 270 organizations in the past 3 years, municipalities, universities, for-profits, nonprofits, so our reach is pretty wide. The trainings are pretty expansive. They include things like clinical best practices, mental health first aid, leadership development skills, the science of wellness, essential skills for human service professionals, and we also offer Microsoft Office training, which has been very popular.
Wow. That's great. And the cost of these programs is really minimal when you think about it. $65 is really not a big price to pay for access to all these programs. And we should tell our listeners, again, we're talking with Beth Connor from The Connection. You can go to The Connection's website, theconnectioninc.org, and it's really easy to find. So just click on the program drop down, and it's very, very easy to find. And you've also got a very special training coming up on February 16th, right after Valentine's Day.
We do, and with no other than you, which is great. We're really looking forward to working with you on this training.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, Beth, because, you know, I've been in business now for 20-some years, believe it or not. It's been a long time. And really, when I started this business years ago, that's what I started with, was just plain old media training. Because when I worked at Channel 30, I saw that so many people who got a microphone stuck in their face didn't know how to respond. And so what was I going to do after TV news? I said, I'll start a business doing that. And I did. Obviously, it's evolved into so many other facets over the years. But this is something that I love, is taking my knowledge and background of strategic communications and sharing it with others. And it's not just if you're going to be interviewed on television, right? We all need strategic communication. We should use it in our lives each and every day, because it's just so important.
And I want to just interject that I've taken your training at least twice and have gotten so much out of it. So working in my role in a nonprofit, in a management role, when, the news media comes to you all the time and asks you for comments on different things that are going on. And it's so helpful to be prepared to say the right thing and to not say the wrong thing.
Right.
And the trainings have been invaluable.
Well, thank you for that endorsement. I appreciate it, Beth. And I love what I do. And even though this one will be virtual on the 16th, February 16th, from 9:30 to 11:30, it's still going to have some impact. And it's interesting, because I've done these trainings for so long now for so many different industries, from nonprofits to for-profits to educators to business leaders, small business owners. And it's one of those things where it's knowledge that you might not need today, but you're probably going to need it down the road.
Absolutely.
And that's what people tell me. I keep your card under my desk drawer here, in my desk drawer, because I want to make sure I can access you, you know, should all hell break loose. And you never know when and where it might. So these are really good communication skills that I'm excited to share with people. Again, this is going to be February 16th from 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning. Again, $65, which is a deal.
It's so reasonable. Absolutely. And you'll get so much out of it, I can guarantee you. And these are the types of skills that, you know, you do keep in your back pocket, because you never know when a crisis or a media event is going to happen. And sometimes it's a good thing, and sometimes it's a not so good thing, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, sometimes you're contacted by a local news outlet for some positive press, and you want to know how to respond to that and take advantage of that for your organization. And then, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it's for negative reasons. And you also want to be sure that you're not saying the wrong thing, but handling the media correctly.
Sure. And it's not just traditional media. Now, today, we can get ourselves in so much trouble with, whether it might be internal communications. Maybe you're putting together some sort of a correspondence that you think is going to go out company-wide and stay there. Well, guess what? Somebody knows somebody, or anything that you put out there is going to leak out. And with these Google searches now, whatever happens to you individually as an organization lives on forever. You're always part of the Google search. And I've got people call my office saying, Ann, can you help me get rid of this on Google? Can you help me get rid of this bad news on Google? And I've tried, and so have other people. There's nothing you can do except move the bad news down and move the good stuff up. That's all you can do. You're defenseless when it comes to what's put out there. So I used to call it media training, and now I look at it more as professional development.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strategies, you know, so no situation is the same ever. And it's just learning those strategies, you know, and I still have some of those messages, Ian, that you've shared in the past with us, how to deal with these, you know, what types of strategies to employ to make sure that you're out there, you're representing your company out there in the best possible light,
mm-hmm.
whether it's an internal communication or whether it's an external communication. Because as you said, Ian, once it's out, it's out.
It is.
And you can't take it back.
No, you certainly can't. And it's so much more important, I think, today than ever to manage that message, to try to be proactive. Because being proactive, trust me, is a hell of a lot easier than being reactive. So to get out in front of issues, you can't sugarcoat things. Sometimes you got to take a hit and move on, but it's how you do that that really resonates, you know, and it's not only the news media. Think about who you're really talking to, who your audience is, and that's your public. So if you lose credibility or misspeak or don't handle things properly, it can impact you personally and professionally. And the bottom line is it can impact the bottom line of your business. So it's just so crucial to have some of these skills that I'm going to share with these folks on the 16th. And I hope that people will take advantage of this and we'll be on some sort of a virtual platform. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And it really doesn't matter what size your business is. Mm-hmm. You could be a small business. You could be a huge business. And I think, you know, these messages are definitely scalable. But we're all, you know, out there in the public doing what we do best. And we want our businesses to thrive and survive. And so to have this training, again, for $65 in your back pocket, to know how to deal with these kinds of situations as they come up, it's just really invaluable.
Right. And during this session, I'm going to share some of the do's and some of the don'ts, what you should do, what you shouldn't do. And knowing that communication, strategic communication, is not a cookie cutter approach. It isn't one size fits all. And that's where the strategy comes in, that you have to take every situation on its own merit and put together a strategy around that. And I tell people, look, you might have 5 minutes to respond. You might have 5 days. Chances are you're going to have more about like 5 minutes, because when something's happening, people want to know when. They want to know right now. And Beth, so many people say, well, I don't have all the details. I don't know what I can share, what I can share. You don't want to get yourself into legal ramifications by misspeaking. But there are ways around that. Say something without really saying anything. And those are the things that we're going to talk about. And it's really fun. It's fun. It's interactive. I enjoy sharing this. And we'll also have a little piece at the end where people can ask their own personalized questions. And maybe somebody's even in a business right now where they're in public relations within the department. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt to sign up for this. I work one-on-one with communications people and other businesses all the time. So everybody's welcome.
Yes, yes. And I think everybody will get something out of this training. Because yes, it's just one of those tools that is just a important thing to have. So I highly recommend it.
Well, thank you. And I'm looking forward to it. Again, go to the website if you'd like more information on this program or any other programs that are offered as part of the Institute for Innovative Practice at The Connection. Go to theconnectioninc.org. So you've been doing these for a little while. How are they being received, Beth? And what is some of the feedback now that you've been able to measure?
We have had so much positive feedback on our trainings, so much so that we've established a membership category. So for $399 a year, you can sign up for unlimited trainings for 1 year for that one flat fee. We are also working with organizations to train them for 1 year and negotiating those prices as well. And we've had a number of both individuals as well as organizations sign up with us to receive these trainings. We also offer a CEU package. We find that some of our members are in the human service arena, and they need to have continuing education credits in order to sustain their licenses, for instance. Mm-hmm. So we offer a CEU package, $199, for 15 CEU, which is continuing education units. We're also doing customizable training. So we'll go in, if your organization says, we need a training in X, Y, and Z, we will work with you to put together a training. We have expert trainers, expert people in developing the concepts of the training, and we can go in and train your organization on whatever you're looking for. So it's all virtually done right now. Again, hopefully in the future, we'll be adding the in-person, but we change our offerings 2 times a year. I believe this year in this catalog, we're offering 42 different trainings. And again, over 80 trainings a year. We're actually training people. We've had some attendees from Europe log into our trainings now that
Wow.
we can do them virtually. Yeah, this is really something. I think we've had I'm trying to remember how many states we've trained. We've trained people in over a dozen states. We've gone across the pond. It's been really amazing how this training has taken off and is important to people.
Absolutely. And it's so diversified. There's so many different options for people to sort through. And if you go to the website, the entire catalog is there. It's right there online on the website, theconnectioninc.org. And you can, just like the old-fashioned catalog, you can flip through it, read the course descriptions, look at your schedule, and look at what's being offered, and see if any of those might be of interest, because we all need that extra, you know, that extra education right now. You should never stop learning. You should never stop embracing, whether it's new technology or new ways of practicing and dealing with certain issues that are going on in our world right now. Some of these programs are very, very helpful. I'm not going to say that mine will be world-changing, but
sure it will.
I'm not sure I can change the world. I wish I could. But it's going to be very, very, very good. It's a little bit of a struggle for me to do things virtually, especially presentations, because I'm so all over the place and animated, and I get so fired up. So I'll try to see what I can do to project that energy level on the 16th. Let's talk a little bit about the connection to Beth, because, you know, things haven't really changed a lot since you've been back here in the studio. We're still dealing with COVID strains and so many other things. We just had, you know, the unfortunate overdose of a student at one of the Hartford Magnet schools. So, and when you hear about it affecting kids, you know, the drug situation, and it's just absolutely heartbreaking.
It is. It really is. I think we've all been taken by this recent news, and it is. It's all over. We see it with our clients on a daily basis. It is truly, the second epidemic or the first epidemic, that we're struggling with right now. So these are very difficult times for many of us.
Yeah, and fentanyl is what it was, and just how deadly it is and how deadly it can be. And then also you worry about people's mental health right now. So many different issues to deal with, so many things that are going on. It's so hard. You know, as somebody in recovery, I got to work at it every day, and I got to tell myself every day, you know, not to be depressed, not to be down, not to be, you know, mad or angry, because it's really, really hard with so many. I feel like sometimes, you know, there's ropes around my legs and my hands, and you're immobile. You can't even move out of your own depression.
Yeah. I think COVID has really heightened a lot of that for people.
Mm-hmm.
People are struggling with their mental health. I know, you know, just talking with colleagues, we're feeling isolated. Mm-hmm. We're feeling like we can't do what we used to do. Where people are concerned about going to the grocery store these days. And, whether you're concerned about getting COVID or concerned about spreading it to a loved one, there's just so much anxiety out there. And, so for that reason, our mental health first aid course does tackle some of those challenges. The challenges of dealing with COVID are looked at through that training, but it's real, and we're seeing it across the board, seeing it with young people, we're seeing it with adults, and it's here right now. It's definitely a big issue that we're dealing with.
And isn't it interesting, is that's what the connection, you know, did before all of this, is mental illness, homelessness, abuse, neglect, all those things that seem to be just highlighted now because of the times that we're in.
And this year, Ann, in 2022, the Connection is actually celebrating its 50th anniversary. So it's a milestone for us, certainly. We were founded in 1972. Can you imagine?
No.
To be a nonprofit organization alive and well and thriving in 50 years. And we thank our communities. And how many people have been helped, whether it's people that were homeless, people that have had mental health challenges, people in addiction. We have so many stories of recovery, of new life, of promise. And it's just, it fuels what we do. We're going to be celebrating our successes this year, and more to come on that, but our 50th anniversary. We also are launching a campaign, because we are a nonprofit and we can't do this alone. We're launching a fundraising campaign, trying to raise $50,000 for our 50th year. And that'll be a specific campaign dedicated to keeping our programs alive and well.
Right, Beth, because we know one of the struggles of so many businesses, especially nonprofits, is that the funding is tight and the problems are real and growing. So you talk about, you know, not a balance of programs and money coming in, that you've really had to think about how you can diversify your programming, reach more people. And under the leadership of Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, I got to say, you guys have really done that. I look back at when I first met you in the organization years ago, and just from that time, how things have changed significantly in a good way.
Yes, yes, it definitely has. And, you know, it's an ongoing work in progress. You know, we want to be responsive to our communities. We want to offer the programs and services that people need because there are so many needs out there. And to do that, we have to partner with our state funders. There are majority of our funding comes from our state funding partners. So we're partnering with them to advocate for certain services and letting them know what the needs are. But, you know, these services do cost money, so we can't do it alone. We do rely on fundraising donations. We run events. So we try to put our fundraising and our grant writing together as much as possible so that we can, again, provide these programs and solutions for people in our communities.
Right. And thank goodness for those grant writers who put those, if you've ever thought it would be fun to be a grant writer, you gotta look at the process. Oh, I really give those people credit, you know, and it's how you write the grant and how it's presented, whether, you know, it's so competitive now, everybody needs additional funding for their programs. But when those grants come in, there's nothing like it. And a lot of those grants are from the federal government, right?
Yeah, some of them are. And those are super technical. Yeah. So it does require very specialized skills. We're very fortunate. We have a great team of folks that write our grants, and we have a great process that we follow, and it's been fairly successful. So, but yeah, they are very competitive to write, and you really have to prove the need for the dollars that you're asking for. So, you know, it's not an easy task.
No, and you got to prove where the dollars are going to go and then prove the impact of the program, because some of these programs are grant based. And think about it. So you get a grant for a year or 2 years. Well, then unless you reapply and you can show proven results, that money goes away.
That's right. That's right.
So, it's a continuous battle.
Right, right. So we really have to believe and, you know, work towards being really stewards for that money. And making sure that it's spent to the best of our abilities to have the results that, you know, we project that we will have.
So. Right. Well, I can tell you from personal experience and just my working with the Connection, again, hats off to all of your folks who work at the Connection for the great work that they do. It makes our state a better place, especially Middlesex County area. So, Beth Connor, from The Connection, thank you so much for talking about, again, the Institute for Innovative Practice. And if you go to the website, which is theconnectioninc.org, there's a catalog there with all these different programs. You can sift through that, and I'm sure you're going to find at least a few things of interest that you're going to want to sign up for. And if you are really interested in strategic communications, managing your media presence, you can sign up for my session, which will be virtual February 16th. From 9:30 to 11:30. So go to the website, find out the information, a nominal fee for this continuing education that I'm really firm believer that everybody's going to benefit from. Thank you, Beth.
Thanks, Ann.
And thank you for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.